Author Mary Logue lives half the year in the Pepin County town of Stockholm, population around 92. Her affection for the area and knowledge of how its rural residents live bubbles out in Poison Heart. Instead of using Stockholm for a murder mystery, she went south a bit to a place called Fort Saint Antoine. Historical records show it was a fur trading post in 1686, but Logue says today it no longer exists.
The last time the archaeologists came, they could find no evidence of it. So maybe the greatest mystery of all of the Claire Watkins series is, where is Fort Saint Antoine?
In Poison Heart, Mary Logue decided there would be 142 residents in Fort Saint Antoine. They all know each other and everything that's happening. And she accomplished her own writing first.
I wanted to write a book in Poison Heart in which a murder has happened, but no one knows it.
No one in town, that is, but readers get a picture of the antagonist on the first page. Patty Jo Tilde is found reading People magazine and wondering if longtime singing star Cher's face is going to split wide open from all the plastic surgery she'd had done. It's a humorous tidbit that Logue uses before quickly showing readers Patty Jo's more negative characteristics, envy and greed. She's driven to get her hands on money, preferably from her latest new but dying husband. Author Mary Logue describes Patty Jo as someone who'll do whatever it takes to get what she wants, and that makes life miserable and dangerous for everyone around her.
She's a psychopath. We don't tend to think of women as often as evil. Women kill in different ways than men do, which I think I have illuminated in this book.
Logue's research found very smart psychopaths like Patty Jo are often intrigued by fire.
You know, she can't leave anything alone. She's got a needle, and one of the ways of destroying things around her if she doesn't get what she wants for some reason is to start a fire.
The fires draw the protagonist, Deputy Claire Watkins, onto the scene. The 40-something widow is friendly, tenacious, and uncomfortable if she's not dressed in her police uniform, doing what some would say is a man's job in most rural communities. Logue says the Pepin County Sheriff helped her get a feel for the environment a female deputy might find herself in. The author lets readers worry about Deputy Watkins' safety as she stumbles onto Patty Jo's crimes.
She is the kind of woman who's aware that she at sometimes is the only woman on a crime scene, but doesn't give it much thought.
In fact, she often goes alone to question people about mysterious fires. The author's use of visual clues gives you a sense of one mysterious fire that Watkins investigates at a big elk farm. Here, the farm manager struggles to survive in a fire that the author herself graphically describes.
The fire sounded like a tornado. The suck of the flames pulled the air out of his lungs and into the towering blaze above. The heat pushed him down. The pain from his leg made movement almost impossible. He was afraid he wouldn't get out. He couldn't breathe. He was almost to the door when he heard the barn coming down behind him.
It's Harvey, the big lovable stud elk, who's trapped in the fire, and the author's heart.
Harvey kind of came running through the story. It's just so funny how that happens. He enters the story very early on, and as often happens, he takes up more room than I was aware he would.
Mary Logue's Poison Heart is one of those compelling, read-in-one-sitting kinds of books. And a second read offers a better chance to savor her sensual writing about the western Wisconsin countryside.
In the late afternoon light, the land looked burnished, as if some large hand had rubbed at its surface until it glowed.
Now, how long would it take for you to write that sentence, or did it just flow?
Well, both. It only took me 30 years to get to the point where I could write that sentence, and then it took me that moment when I knew it was time to write it.
Meanwhile, Mary Logue says she's formulating tough times ahead for Deputy Claire Watkins in upcoming books. Sure to be included, though, is a spot for the hardworking deputy at the local restaurant on Saturday morning when friends get together in rural Pepin County to talk over town problems. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.